Madam Speaker, the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany.
History was made in the House chamber as Angela Merkel walked past rows of lawmakers toward the Speaker's podium and addressed Congress through a translator.
Thank you for the great honor and privilege to address you today, shortly before the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
She told her own story of growing up in communist East Germany. She said she never dreamed that one day she would stand before the U.S. Congress as the leader of a unified, free country.
In my wildest dreams, I would not have thought this possible 20 years ago, before the fall of the wall. For at the time, it was beyond my imagination to ever even travel to the United States, let alone stand here before you one day.
Chancellor Merkel said she wanted to use the opportunity to thank the American people for their help during reunification.
I know. We Germans know how much we owe to you, our American friends. And we shall never, I personally shall never ever forget this.
But she said as the world marks the fall of the Berlin Wall, it should not forget the challenges of today. She spoke specifically about Iran and its nuclear ambitions.
A nuclear bomb in the hands of an Iranian president who denies the Holocaust, threatens Israel, and denies Israel the right to exist, is not acceptable.
Chancellor Merkel also made the case for a global deal on climate change when negotiators meet next month in Denmark.
No doubt about it. In December, the world will look to us, to the Europeans and to the Americans.
Earlier, Chancellor Merkel discussed these and other issues with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. The president called Germany a strong ally, and he said Angela Merkel is an extraordinary leader. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.